This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's economic growth could slow next year, but it's not expected to stall out completely. Here's CPR Sarah Mulholland on a new report from the University of Colorado's Leeds School of Business.
CU economists expect the state to add about 57,000 jobs in 2023. This year, Colorado is on track to add about twice as many as that. Rising interest rates and inflation are the main culprits behind slowing growth, especially for businesses that are sensitive to higher mortgage rates, says CU's Brian Lewandowski.
We're seeing a direct and immediate impact on the financial activities sector and the construction sector.
He says whether or not consumers can afford to keep spending is a wild card for next year's outlook. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The suspect in the Club Q attack in Colorado Springs is facing hate crime charges. Anderson Aldrich was in court Tuesday to hear a total of 305 counts against him. After the court hearing, District Attorney Michael Allen said the state intends to send a message with its case.
We're not going to tolerate actions against community members based on their sexual identity, those types of things. Members of that community have been harassed, intimidated, and abused for too long. That's not going to occur in the 4th Judicial District.
The next court hearing in the case is set for late February. Aurora's new interim police chief is officially on duty. Art Acevedo was sworn in during a ceremony Monday night. The former police chief in Texas and Florida is Aurora's second interim chief. The first was former Aurora chief Daniel Oates, who returned for a stint as interim chief. The city is still looking for a permanent replacement for Chief Vanessa Wilson, who was fired earlier this year. A CDOT contractor will pay a $45,000 fine for a pump failure that led to severe flooding on Interstate 70 in Denver this past summer. The contractor recently finished major construction on the years-long Central 70 project that expanded the highway. In Denver, mostly sunny today, highs close to 50, and about the same tomorrow. This is CPR News.